بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقل رب زدني علما صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. My dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, he commands the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make a supplication. What is this supplication that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to do? Allah ta'ala commands the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he should beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase him in knowledge. Allah ta'ala says, وَقُلْ and say, رَبِّي, O my Lord, زِدْنِي عِلْمًا, increase me in knowledge. We know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most knowledgeable after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a very vast amount of knowledge, though this knowledge has no comparison to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But despite being awarded this vast amount of knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua for increase in knowledge. So from this we can understand how important knowledge is and how important ilm is. In many verses of the Quran and the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find an importance to seek knowledge. Is an importance to strive and acquire ilm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Say, are those people who have knowledge same and similar? Can they be same to those people who don't have knowledge? Those people who don't have knowledge, can they be in any comparison to those people who have knowledge? They cannot be compared. A knowledgeable person and an ignorant person, they can never be the same. Because a knowledgeable person will know what to do at the right time in regards to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why there is so much fadila and virtue for seeking knowledge, because that is the factor which by which a person can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have come in this world, Allah ta'ala sent us in this world, for which purpose? He has sent us in this world that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that we carry out the do's and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we abstain from the don'ts, the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden us. Carrying out the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abstaining from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to know the don'ts and to know the do's, that is knowledge. How can you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you don't know what you have to do? And how can you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you don't know what to refrain from? So to know the don'ts and the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is knowledge. If you don't know this, then you cannot worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the objective is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the objective. That is maqsood and that is required from us. And seeking knowledge is not a absolute requirement because that's not our maqsad, that's not our purpose. Our purpose is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, seeking knowledge is like an objective because the objective is dependent upon seeking knowledge. It is so important that our objective of life can never be achieved if we don't seek knowledge. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us many fada'il and virtues with regards to knowledge. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one hadith mentions, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best amongst you is that person who learns the Quran and teach it. Learns the Quran mean every aspect of the Quran. The words of the Quran, the meaning of the Quran, the translation of the Quran, the understanding of the Quran, the masail and the injunctions that you can understand from the Quran. And Quran, its commentary, which is the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So everything related to the Quran is included in this hadith. That the best amongst you is that person who learns the Quran, meaning learns the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and teaches the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the best amongst you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man kharaja fi talab al-ilmi fa huwa fi sabilillah hatta yarja." That person who leaves his house to seek knowledge, then he is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he returns. We can also gain this fadila when we come to the masjid to sit in the Durus-e-Quran. If we come with the intention of seeking knowledge, then we will be in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until we return home. Therefore, we should make it a point that we fix time for ourselves in our lives to seek the knowledge. Our akabir and the pious people, they devoted a great amount of time in seeking knowledge. Rather, they remain students all their lives. Hazrat Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, in his old age, he was seen with an ink pot and paper. So someone said to him, "Ila mata ya ibn Hanbal, until when are you going to keep on going to seek knowledge? You are taking an ink pot and pen, like we would take a pen and a notepad and we would go to the lesson." So Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi was taking his ink pot and paper and he was going somewhere. So he said, until when are you going to go and seek knowledge? How long are you going to keep on doing this? You are old person now. He said, "Ma'al mihbarati ila al-maqbarati." That with the ink pot, I'm going to go to the grave. I am going to carry on seeking knowledge until I get to the grave. And that's why you will find the great mashayikh, the ulama, and the akabir, that their whole life was spent in understanding, making effort to understand the Quran, seeking knowledge and propagating this knowledge. We find Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi, that someone asked him a question. So he said, "Wait, let me go and refer to my notes." And he went and got his notes and he started searching for something, and someone had placed a basket of dates there for him. So he was looking for this hadith and he was eating the dates. And he was so engrossed in seeking knowledge and looking for the hadith or whatever he was looking for, that he ate the whole basket of dates. And he didn't realize. And because of this, it was the cause of his death. Because he became so engrossed in seeking knowledge. It is said about Imam Muhammad ibn al-Hasan al-Shaybani rahimahullah, who is a student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, that in his last moments, he was studying and contemplating on some masail. And he was contemplating on his masail and he was thinking about it and was pondering over this knowledge, and he went into the hereafter. So when he got up from his knowledge, he realized he was in the qabr. That's how engrossed he was in knowledge. He didn't even realize that the angel of death has come and taken his soul out. This is how they made effort behind seeking knowledge. Because this knowledge is very important in acquiring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why we find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making this dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'ah. O Allah, I seek from you ilm nafi', beneficial knowledge. And what does beneficial knowledge mean? Beneficial knowledge means, doesn't mean that knowledge which is beneficial in the sense that it gives you the opportunity to earn more money. That this knowledge is very beneficial. If I become a doctor, then this is beneficial knowledge because it will give me a good salary. It doesn't mean this. Ilmun nafi' means that knowledge which takes you to amal, which takes you to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by practicing upon it. And that is only one type of knowledge, and that is the knowledge of deen. The knowledge of sharia is that knowledge which is nafi', which is beneficial, that it takes a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it takes him to Jannah. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that person who seeks knowledge, sahalallahu bihi tariqan ilal Jannah, Allah makes the path to Jannah easy for him. And what does it mean that Allah ta'ala makes the path to Jannah easy for him? It means that when a person seeks knowledge, then he learns those avenues and those ways in which he can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because he learns these things by which he can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the path to Jannah becomes easy for him. That's why let us make a firm intention that we want to devote a significant amount of time in seeking knowledge. And it is very important that we seek knowledge from authentic ulama. Those ulama who are in the chain of our akabir all the way to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those people who have acquired this knowledge through the medium of the pious people and those people who are attached to in the chain of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You cannot seek knowledge just by going on the internet and Googling and the answer comes up and you think this is knowledge. This is not knowledge. Imam Malik rahmatullahi says that this knowledge is nur, is light. And this knowledge is passed from one heart to another heart. Is passed from one heart to another heart. That is why you find the muhaddithin, when they categorize the different types of muhaddithin, there is one categorization. That this student, he is kathirul mulazama. That he is one who stayed very close to his teacher for a lengthy period of time. So that person's hadith is more stronger, or that narration, his chain, is more stronger. Why? Because he spent more time in the service and in the seeking of knowledge from his teacher. That's why it's very important that we seek knowledge by going to a teacher. You cannot seek knowledge just by the screen. Or seeking knowledge, people seek knowledge online courses these days. That is, you're only gaining information that way. You are not getting knowledge because you are not in front of the teacher. You have to be in front of the teacher to get his sahbah, to get his piety, to get that knowledge from his heart to your heart. When a person is seeking knowledge online, then he is here, his teacher is somewhere far away, then this student, the teacher doesn't know how the student is, he doesn't know what kind of student he is, he doesn't know if he's relaxing and having a cup of tea and listening, he might be lying down, he might be listening one side and reading something else, he's playing with his phone. How can a person seek knowledge like this? When the pious people, when they would go to seek knowledge, then their utmost attention would be towards the teacher. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi wasalam, he came into the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam and he put his knees to the knees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. It's a lengthy hadith, hadith of Jibreel. In this hadith, he says that what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, that this was Jibreel. He came to teach you your deen. What does he mean, he came to teach you your deen? Two aspects of deen Hazrat Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wasalam taught us in this hadith. One, the summary of the whole deen. And the other is how to seek deen. How to seek knowledge. That you have to go to the teacher, you have to be humble towards the teacher, and you have to take the knowledge from the teacher. He taught us this in the hadith, that this is the way to seek knowledge. Therefore, it is important that we allocate a significant time in our lives where we go to a authentic teacher and seek knowledge. We have Durus al-Quran in our masajid. The A'imma, they take our time to give lessons on Quran. We should make it a point of sitting in this gathering with the intention of seeking knowledge, with the intention of practice. This is ilm nafi'. And alongside this, if we are busy, Then in the guidance of the ulama, we should ask from them that which books are authentic and meticulously study those books in their guidance. This is also a way of seeking knowledge. This way, when we will enhance our knowledge, we will understand more of our deen, then we will be able to do more practice. One thing I'll just mention before I finish, that this, the reason for seeking knowledge is to do amal. What did I say? The Prophet ﷺ said, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a. And ilman nafi'a means that knowledge which takes a person to amal. So it has to be knowledge which takes a person to amal. So therefore the intention of seeking knowledge should be amal. The intention of seeking knowledge shouldn't be to find leeways to stay away from amal. What happens with many students is that before seeking knowledge, they know that there is 2 rakat sunnah of fajr and 2 rakat farz. And there's 4 sunnah mu'akkada and there's 4 farz and 2 sunnah mu'akkada and 2 nafal. And they are reading 2 nafal. And then they find out, acha, 2 nafal is just optional. So when their knowledge increased, that the 2 nafal after sunnah is optional, they say, oh, it's only optional now. And let's leave this out. The purpose of seeking knowledge was not to leave the nafal out. The purpose of seeking knowledge was to do amal on the nafal out. So our knowledge should take us to amal. So if we are going to a gathering and learning knowledge which is taking us away from amal, then you should know that that teacher is not giving you ilm al-nafi. He's not giving you beneficial knowledge. He's giving you knowledge which is taking you away from amal. So you don't seek knowledge from that person. You have to go to seek knowledge from that person, that when you sit in his gathering and you take knowledge from him, he takes you towards amal. The things that are not in your life, they increase in your life. A mustahab act is something that you want to do. Not a mustahab act, something you want to leave out. So if you go to someone's gathering and you seek knowledge from him and he tells you this is a mustahab act, then that should entice you to do the amal. But if he's telling you it's mustahab act, which gives you the impression that you don't need to do this, then he's not giving you ilm al-nafi. So therefore it's very important that you go and seek knowledge from those people who take you towards amal. So let's recap again. It's very important that we learn knowledge, because without knowledge, we cannot worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We would not know how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person has not of zeal that I want to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy, but he doesn't know what to do. So he will just sit there. If he doesn't know that Zuhar namaz is farz, but he's sitting there with a jazbah and a zeal that I want to make Allah ta'ala happy, but he doesn't know that Zuhar namaz is farz. So how will he make Allah ta'ala happy? So therefore it's very important that to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to seek knowledge. And seeking knowledge has to be done in front of the teacher. In front of the teacher, what kind of teacher? Authentic, reliable teachers who have a chain all the way to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the knowledge has to be ilm al-nafi. And ilm al-nafi means knowledge that takes you towards amal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the tawfiq to practice what has been mentioned.